So can we just leave that one open or move it to the next meeting as well? I mean, because my client's not here for that one either.
My client's not here for that one either.
Yeah, well, we don't know who else may be here in favor or opposed, so I think we...
We have to go through it, right?
I think we should go through it and, you know, at the next hearing, see what happens.
Question, Jamie. When he comes next time, we got to do the same thing over again, right?
Well, you know, I'm not going to tell Mr. Robinson how to handle his application, but I, you know, we do have something that is that he has presented. I think the applicant...
Needs to be here to confirm.
The applicant can be here to confirm. I don't know that we need to go through everything again if the applicant will confirm what has been testified to or what has been presented to us.
We need to have him here now because of that one. Okay, why you right here then? We'll have to go ahead and hear your case.
All right, so...
There may be someone out of the audience that might be, you know, in opposition of it, so we'll go ahead and hear it. Is that correct?
Sure.
Yes, we have no idea who may be here in favor or opposed, so we should give them an opportunity as well.
So you can go ahead and proceed then, sir. That is the next case, please.
Case number 11001, Michael and Susan Hamilton, north of Road 353, Burbage Road, south of Bowman Lane, being Lot 11 within Sherwood Acres Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
All right, sir.
All right, I'm here on behalf of Michael and Susan Hamilton, who purchased this property on January 6, 2012. Just prior to purchasing the property, they had a survey done. I attached the survey to the application. The survey showed that there were setback violations. The garage is 3.9 feet from the side property line. The pump house is 9.2 feet from the side property line. And in addition, the HVAC cover is 8.4 feet and the deck is 8.9 feet from the side property line. The Hamiltons are seeking variances of these violations. This lot is located in Sherwood Acres. It's another subdivision that's been there since 1971, I believe. The lot is unique in that it's very narrow. It's about 80 feet. It's also very heavily wooded, as are several of the lots on this road on Bowman Lane. Due to the number of the trees on the property, the open spaces in which to build improvements are limited, and the structures are currently in these locations on the property, and they've been there since, I think it was 1984 as well, the construction, or the house was built, and the garage was somewhere around that time as well. The characteristics of this property create unnecessary hardship and a practical difficulty in that without the variances, Mr. Hamilton and Ms. Hamilton would be required to destroy the structures and part of the deck there in order to comply. This would be expensive for them to do so, and it would also be, I guess, unnecessarily burdensome because they paid for this. They paid fair market value for these structures, the garage, probably the most expensive part, when they purchased the property in January. The variances are necessary in order to enable a reasonable use of the property in that they cannot maintain the structures in the current locations without the variances. As I mentioned, the Hamiltons purchased the property in January. At the time, the violations and the structures were already there. They're already present. So the Hamiltons did not create the violations. Variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. As I mentioned, the property's in Sherwood Acres. It's been there for about 30 years in the present state. This area is very wooded. If the variance was denied and they had to destroy and rebuild these structures, they would have to take down many of the trees on their lot, and I think that would alter the community, the character of the community. Mm-hmm. And lastly, they are seeking the minimum variance here as set forth in the application. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions again from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Callaway, no. Well, wait, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter in opposition.
One letter? Okay.
Dominic Angona, D. Angona Jr., he is a neighbor. Lot 18, Block C.
What's his objection?
Enclosed, please find a copy of the notice of public hearing for a variance from the side yard setback requirement regarding Lot 11 in Sherwood Acres. Although I am unable to attend the meeting, I'm against allowing a variance from the side yard setback requirement. All the homeowners in this development have agreed to the previously defined setback requirements so that everyone has freedom to enjoy their own yard. Allowing a variance gives preferential treatment to one individual at the expense of others and limits others' enjoyment of their own yard. Again, I am against allowing a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Hearing no other opposition, that was just read. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we keep case number 11001 open.
Okay.
Until the council can bring the applicant back to appear before the board.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion again by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 11001 open. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that have been stated as previous. So, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11001 will be left open also for you to bring your client.
And will my clients receive notice of the new hearing dates, or will they just be?
July 16th.
July 16th?
July the 16th.
Okay, great.
At the next regular meeting.
Okay, thank you.
And it will be under the old business, so it'll be towards the end of the agenda.
Okay, great.
So that way you'll know, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.